Welcome back to our Benusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz with the head coach of the BSU soccer team, Jim Stone. And first of all, coach, coming into this season, you brought in 13 freshmen. Looking back at that, did you ever expect your team to be hosting the first round of the playoffs?
Honestly, we had a vision and, a belief that this could happen. We do have 13 freshmen, but we had a really strong core returning. And when your core is that strong, they're capable of blending those freshmen in and making them feel comfortable. And the freshman group is strong too. So it obviously we didn't know this was going to happen, but we thought it was a possibility.
Looking at your stats right now, you've got, like you said, your core group of returners that are leading the way for scoring: Bailey Ertl, Raquel Thielen, Sarah Stram, Rachel Norton, Miranda Famstead. You expected those players to come up big for you this year, didn't you?
Yeah, we did, and they have. And yeah, they're the spine of the team, those that kind of returning veteran group. And then some of those youngsters have kind of integrated and started to become part of that core. So yeah, it's always nice when you can count on veteran players to step up and they do what they're expected to do.
I had a chance to watch your team play this past Sunday against Duluth. You led 1-0 through the first half. Second half, Duluth scores. What was it about that game? Is Duluth typically that kind of a team where they're going to strike and answer back?
Well, Duluth's always solid. So whenever you play against a Duluth or a St. Cloud or someone of that magnitude, it's going to be a tight game, generally speaking. And they historically have been over the years. So, it wasn't a surprise that we were in a tight game. And no disrespect to Duluth, we didn't feel like we played our best game. So, obviously the aim today is to put everything together and play our best game of the season.
One thing I was completely impressed with was your defense against Duluth on Sunday. Miranda Famstead is not afraid of anyone. She's not even afraid of getting past the center line and playing up front. What kind of presence does she give your team back there on defense?
I think she gives us a lot of confidence. I think your perception is pretty grounded in reality. I think she's pretty fearless, and I think when she steps on the field, she brings just a real belief and a sense of confidence to our team, and I think people buy into that and they feed off of it. I think just that mental piece that she brings to us is so important.
And on the offensive side of the ball, Sarah Stram is so strategic. You can kind of see her wheels spinning when she's got the ball, because she's thinking and she's reactive, but she's also proactive with the ball. Fun player to watch, and watch her set up plays, especially that goal to Rachel Norton there that came from the corner of the 18 box. She just spun around and she found her right there in the center. Those are instinctive, but they're also proactive and reactive kind of plays, aren't they?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, on one hand, she's kind of impromptu, and defender steps to the right, she goes to the left, and on the other hand, you can kind of see her always probing, and she's always taking those pictures. She's like a little camera out there. She's taking pictures, and then she makes decisions based on those pictures. So yeah, she's kind of a unique balance of an artistic kind of creative, go with the flow, and kind of surveying what's going on and making a decision accordingly.
I had a chance to visit with Bailey Ertl, one of your other seniors, and she stands 5'4", but out on the field, from where I was sitting up in the press box, she looks a lot bigger down there. Like, she holds such a good, confidence about how she plays, and she has such a presence on the field for your team. How much does that help your offense?
Bailey is really strong, so she's able to hold the ball up well, and she gives us that player that does all the little things right. And when you do all the little things right repeatedly, they turn into big things. And that's kind of Bailey's role for us. And she does it extremely well. So, like you're talking about Sarah, you kind of have the creative playmaker. And then Bailey, you kind of have the sturdy, kind of reliable, do all the small things right. So I think she provides a good balance with Sarah and with some of our other players.
You play St. Cloud State in the first round of the playoffs here at home. First of all, what does it feel like to be home for the first time since 2010?
Well, honestly, it feels like a lot of pressure, when you're on the road, or you don't kind of feel that weight, and obviously I'm not sharing this with my players, but there's an excitement, and along with it, there's a belief too, and there's a confidence, and we believe we're at home for a reason, and we've earned this opportunity. So, obviously the goal is to take advantage of being at home today.
Well, being at home also means that you've got a home field advantage. Your fans have been great through the years, obviously. I've witnessed it back even 10 years ago. But now that you're at Chet Anderson Stadium, you've got an even different environment to play at. How much does that home field advantage help you coming into a playoff game?
Yeah, I think it's huge, just from the fan piece being separate, even just being able to sleep in your own bed, being able to go to a class during the day. You just have that routine is really important. It's just different than being on the road. And then you throw the fan piece on top of it, and hopefully, that's the difference. I think that's why everybody wants to be at home.
You play St. Cloud State, a team you just played last Friday. How fast of a turnaround is that to play a team that you just saw a couple days ago?
It's quick. Yeah, it's so quick that, do we make a change? Are they going to make a change? And if they make a change, or how are we going to adjust? And so there's kind of a guessing game that's happening in between those two dates. So it, but there's some positive pieces to it, too. You're able to kind of get out and kind of get after it, and you're comfortable with your opponent.
What do you guys need to do to beat St. Cloud State here at home in the playoffs?
We have to play the way that we want to play. We have to dictate what happens on the field. And I felt like against Duluth, we got a little bit away from the way we want to play. We were a bit too direct. And, we've talked about kind of putting everything together now and having that balance between short passing and playing long when it's necessary or when it's on. So for us, it's really about playing Bemidji State soccer and doing that really well.
Good luck today, Jim. We'll talk to you in postgame.
Thanks so much.